Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Moxie Mondays. I am your host, the Moxie Maven, Jennifer Kettlewell, coming to you live from Grand Junction, Colorado. Just a quick reminder, as of March 1st of this year, the Moxie Maven will be hosting the show from themoxiemaven.com. Take a quick moment to check out the new digs. Visit www.themoxiemaven.com and click on Weekly Radio Show. All of the past episodes have been loaded onto the site, and I am now working on getting integration with iTunes. Wish me luck. Last week, we discussed the complexity of remembering people online. Part of what makes a person memorable is the level at which they have built their own personal brand and how they have carried that personal brand to the various platforms that they are using. Have you noticed that there is a new type of marketing being promoted out there? That of personal branding. You can now pay to have a personal brand that either augments a brand that you are representing, or it personifies you as a star in your field. As you browse through all the marketing professionals out there offering personal branding, you'll find that in the end you can spend thousands of dollars for them to analyze your marketplace, analyze your style, and capture that all in a color, logo, photography. You know, the works. Without the use of a personal branding professional, do you have any hope of finding a brand? Of course you do, but it does take some evaluation of what you're currently doing and what you need to do in order to solidify all your social networks, websites, blogs. You know, the works. Recently, I've been working with a real estate professional that wants to stand out from her crowd. She's looking to brand her personality and has done so by becoming the real estate super diva. She has defined what it means to be a super diva in real estate and what type of service that her clients deserve from a super diva. She augmented this image with a professional photography. She had the cape. She was dressed to the nines, showing her super diva-ness. She's still working out all the kinks, but in addition to her own branding, she has begun to recruit a super diva team that will help each of her clients from the start of their buying or selling of real estate all the way through to the end of their transaction. Yep. This includes the mortgage broker, the title company, the inspector, all the professions needed to complete a real estate transaction. The team is all female, of course, and all diva. In order to fully capture the brand, there were many things that needed to be defined. Color is just one of them. The colors that are to be used needed to be consistent everywhere, from what she wore for the photographs to her use of them online on both her website and her newly created blog. And furthermore, carried into any print advertising that she does, such as business cards or billboards. The meticulous execution of carrying all the details over to everything that she does is what in the end creates the lasting impression she desires to create her customers. As you can see, the general principles of creating a brand are the same as you would use for creating a personal brand, but it is an extension of those principles. Let's examine another person that's doing it right. Mari Smith is an iconic figure in the social media world. She has perfected the personal branding techniques required to be memorable. So what is it that she does that goes beyond the color selection and the continuity? In Mari's case, the color is turquoise. She's taken that color to a personal extreme. She wears it. She carries luggage of that color. Her bling is in that color. And even so far as her little trinkets that she sends out to her loyal followers. When I participated in one of her promotions online, she was talking to all of her Twitter followers, and she was convincing them to comment on her blog. She, of course, had the benefit of getting the comments on her blog, but in the end, she could potentially create a readership base that would continue to come back for more, all from the first exposure to her site, including getting them to actually comment again. The essence of the promotion was that all a person needed to do was make a comment on her blog, email her that the comment was made. In return, Mari would send you a nifty little turquoise pen that gave off a very pleasing blue light when a certain button was pressed. In general, a fairly inexpensive trick in the end, but all the same, a very effective way to create a good feeling in people. Now, when the package arrived with my pen, Yes, I did participate in this promotion. It was in a nice-sized white box for a pin. It happened to arrive when I was at a conference, so my first impression of the presentation was from a picture that my husband had taken for me. He had opened the box and opened the turquoise tissue paper, propping my new turquoise pin next to the box and leaning the turquoise riddled card with Mari's smiling face next to the pin. What a spectacularly meticulous presentation of color carried through the entire package. Where else does she carry this type of presentation? All the way through to the clothing that she picks out for the events that she personally attends. When you see Mari at an event, you will be able to visually confirm for yourself that the person you see before you is indeed the person you have been interacting with online. It doesn't matter what she's wearing, she will always be wearing turquoise. Now, in order to really make this presentation complete, Mari has been completely authentic online, which means that part of her personal branding included translating how she speaks into the words that she uses in her updates, like faya and hoot and snail addy and wee bit. She is a professed Scottish-Canadian California mix. Her language is full of spirit, and if you have the opportunity to hear her speak, you will see how she actually is quite accomplished at translating her speaking patterns to words. Now for a little recap. In order to make a personal branding effective, there are things that you need to consider. The first thing, do you have a color combination that you wear all the time, love, and that you can translate into the grander scale? This color combination could be as simple as one color, such as Mari's choice of turquoise. And the second thing, do you have a style in your speech that you can translate to the way you express yourself? This may be taking the natural slang that you use and translating that into writing. Being creative, you know, but keeping your structure readable. And the third thing, do you have an idea that you can brand your identity, such as the real estate super diva, or in my case, the Moxie Maven? This type of branding coincides with your name, augmenting it in the same fashion as a tagline. Once you can answer these questions for your own style, then it is simply a translation of that style into graphics that can be used across multiple platforms, photos that are versatile and can show your personal style, as well as how you verbalize in writing your updates. Now, personal branding does not have to be brash and in your face, as the two examples that I have mentioned. There are many people that brand in a very different way, a subtle way, almost to the point that your consciousness really doesn't pick up the branding. Men actually carry personal branding in a more subtle form in many cases. For example, there are some men that only wear camp-style shirts. Every time you see them, they have the same style of shirt on, the same hairstyle, and of course the subtle translation of their normal speaking mannerisms into text. What really works for this one is when your personality comes through. Even though you have a more subdued look, the key is the personality and translating that to the text. So where can a personal brand fail you? And it can. The first, if you have developed a persona online that does not reflect who you truly are, then all the efforts are for naught. This includes getting the glamour type photography that looks nothing like you do in person. The point behind personal branding is that someone could pick you out of a crowd and recognize you from the presence you have created online. And the second thing, when there's a lack of response to your style, you may actually find that people are not being responsive to what or how you are saying things. It is in this instance that you may want to evaluate and tweak your branding until you tune completely into your audience. The expectations of your audience does not need to be met based on what they perceive as your personal style. Now, that almost sounded like circular logic, but what it comes down to is asking questions and making those slight tweaks to what you're doing in order to be more consistent in your presentation. The key here is to not get so caught up in your brand that you don't make the changes necessary that would make you more memorable in your audience's eyes. And the third thing, consistency. If you're not carrying your brand to all the platforms that you choose to be on or the places that you advertise, then you will create the kind of ambiguity that makes you easy to forget rather than easy to remember. This could be as simple as having a well-established color scheme, look and feel online, and then handing someone a business card that doesn't carry that same look. This is probably one of the most important strategies to maintaining a brand that is at the same level as Mari Smith. Without consistency, there really is no reason to have to even say you have a personal brand. With all of that said, are you stuck with a brand you have chosen forever? Well, the complexity of the answer is really not something I can cover in the time remaining. But I can leave you with a few thoughts. Think of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Walmart, Target, Apple. These are brands that we all know, and yet they have altered with the times. If you look at where the brand began and where it is now, there have been some things that have remained consistent, such as the apple with a bite out of it, but it has ranged in color from rainbow to the now sleek white or chromatic apple. So really, you are not stuck per se, as you are with the beginning phase of something that will and should change over the years. In building your brand, what are some of the things that you need to be aware of? What are some of the lines that you should never cross that may actually end in having you completely revamp what you're doing? The focus of next week's show will pertain to the legalities of your brand that you create. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I've just gathered some information for you. And what you will find is that at the end of the show, I will direct you to speak with a lawyer before you finalize your branding, just so you don't fall into this trap. I have an example of someone that I have personally worked with that had to completely change everything mid-year because of one branding mistake. The worst part is that I was the one that gave her the idea in the first place. I have since learned from my mistake, and I want to pass that information on to you. Of course, what would all the information be without those working examples, right? So, have you ever had or seen somebody build a successful brand online? Do you follow someone that you think is doing a stellar job of branding themselves and being very memorable online? I would love to hear your take. Just send a quick email to moxie@moxiemafia.com. That's moxie@moxiemafia.com. I look forward to reading your stories. Thank you for joining me, the Moxie Maven. Remember, next week, tune into the show February 8th at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/moxie-maven. Remember, we only have a few more weeks being on Blog Talk Radio before we move over to the Moxie Maven.com. So go check out those new digs. Find out what's new and what's different, but also the improvements. Click on the little red heart to make this show as your favorite. Besides the fact it makes me smile, you will be sent an email reminder of the show. In the meantime, have a Moxie Monday.